Our scripture reading today comes from the book of Esther. Esther is one of the only two books in the Bible that are named after women. The book of Esther tells the story of young Jewish woman who ends up marrying the king of Persia. She keeps her faith hidden from the king until she gets a message from her cousin Mordecai that the king has issued an edict proclaiming all that the Jews in Persian Empire should be killed. Mordecai pleads with Esther to intervene and save her people. Esther isn't sure what she should do because she could be killed for visiting the king unannounced. She has a very difficult decision to make. Let's see what happens. Listen now for the word of God. When they told Mordecai what Esther had said, Mordecai told them to reply to Esther, "Do not think that the king's place you will escape any more than all the other Jews. For if you keep silence at such a time as this, relief and deliverance will rise from the Jews in another quarter, but you and your father's family will perish. Who knows, perhaps you come to royal dignity for just such time as this." Then Esther said in reply to Mordecai, "Go gather all the Jews found in Susa and hold a fast on my behalf, and neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will also fast as you do. After that, I will go to the king, though it against the law, and if I perish, I perish." Mordecai then went away and did everything as Esther had ordered him. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks to be God.
Please be seated.
Let me just adjust the microphone. I normally do not use a microphone, but my voice is a little bit lost from the week at camp. And I like to preach from the floor when I have the chance. As you probably know by now, as I walked in today, Jenny knows, for instance, she said, "You're going to stand on the floor when you talk today, aren't you?" So after 6 years of doing this, I think you may know a little bit about camp and may know a little bit about youth group from my perspective. But I would like to take this chance today to speak to you about our camp program, on how the week went, about youth group and how that is going and what we have planned for the year ahead just a little bit, because they fit together nicely, but also tie in the scripture, which is a scripture that Jenny and myself were looking at midnight one night, I think, as that's our only free time at camp, and thought about how we could tie together what we felt was happening at camp and what we felt might be motivating to all of us to hear. So with that said, as this is my sixth year of having the opportunity to speak to you after camp, you probably know the first thing I want to say is thank you. And I think it's important every year that you all know how thankful I am that this congregation supports our camp, supports our youth group, and supports our community. Because it is not just the youth group here, it really is a community effort. And just like with the pop-up pantry and the community garden, just like with all the small groups that we have here at the church and all the outreach work that we do, Old South truly is seen as a strong and important and needed part of the Weymouth community and beyond Weymouth across the South Shore. This couldn't be more evident than over the last couple of years, our work with, for instance, the Weymouth schools. Whenever we go to camp, we often have teens who need to leave early for sports or might not have to leave early for other things that are going on in their lives. But over the last few years, that has gone down quite a bit because the superintendent of the school district, as well as the principal of the high school, have said they want to complement our program and allow it to flourish. So they've had the athletic director, as well as those folks at the school, send a letter out to all teens saying, "You don't have to leave camp early. We want you to stay, we want you to be the leaders that you'll be. That won't count against you if you're late for practices or for double sessions in the summertime." And as the son of a high school coach, and myself being a high school coach and a college coach, that's a big deal. Being able to say, we support what you're doing to develop leaders, and we also want them to be on our sports teams, takes a lot. So it just shows the reach that this congregation, this youth group, this camp has, and the impact it has across the community. This year at camp, our theme was Once Upon a Camp. And you can see that on the front of your missal today. You can see the front has the logo from our camp. And many of the teens have those shirts. You'll see them around Weymouth in many different colors. When we looked at our theme for the year, our goal was to talk about those different stories that we might be interested in, whether they're movies or books, horror and comedy, romance novels, self-help and superheroes. Those are some of the day's themes that we touched upon. But as I tried to impress upon our teens our first night around our opening campfire, although we had thunder and lightning and rain, so my story might have been a little lost, we did have some weather this week at camp. One of the real goals of camp this week was to impress upon people that this is your story. This is a chance for you to write your story and to be the author of your own story. Camp and youth group and this community give us an opportunity to know that we can write our own story. We are the ones who are responsible for our lives, and what we do importantly makes an impact far beyond just who we are. We gave each camper a journal this year at camp. So when they met in their small groups to start the day at morning group, or throughout the day when they wanted to write their notes down, they could journal themselves. They could write stories for others and do strength bombardment, as we call it, towards the end of the week and give them a note saying what's important about that person, why they might be my superhero. We had folks autographing books and using them for much more, journaling at night and keeping their thoughts together. It was an amazing week at camp with about 400 campers and around 90 staff. You can imagine the thousands and thousands of hours that our almost exclusively volunteer staff put into this. Planning out programs, packing trucks, posting things online so folks have an organization, being present at night in cabins, consoling teens who might have anxiety, uplifting those teens who might be learning a song for the first time, holding someone's hand when they find out maybe there's something bad going on at home, but also singing with them during our chapel service, some of the songs that you've heard today, for instance, and many, many more. Those advisors really are the core. They're the bones to our program. And the thousands and thousands of hours that those volunteers put in over the years are what make this happen. They, of course, couldn't do it without the support of the congregation, and of course, could not do that without the actual body that is our campers. So with those 400 campers and that strong skeleton, that strong body of our advisors, we had an amazing week. Even though we were stuck inside one day due to thunder and lightning and rain, many of our teens said that was one of their favorite days. And when the thunder and lightning stopped and it was just raining, we had 200 of them in the field on a giant boat tarp covered in soap, sliding down the hills. So you can imagine they made lemonade out of lemons, right? We had an amazing week and had a lot of fun. Even on the nights when we knew it would rain, we were able to switch programs, like our dances that were normally outside moved inside, and our talent show moved to an evening when it was a little bit nicer. With that said, we didn't have to really change much except for maybe our view on how the week was going to go. And I think throughout all of that, we were very happy with the week. Many, many teens and advisors were able to pick up on that cue of writing their own story and use this amazing week together in the camp spirit to move that forward. Interestingly enough, when our youth council, those elected representatives from our youth group, had met earlier this summer, I had asked them what they wanted the theme to be for the year for our youth group. And they, a group of teenagers, determine how our youth group will go. So it's not myself in a room by myself saying this is going to work. It's our teenagers saying this is what we want to do. We've empowered them over the years to make sure that they can create the programs and the theme that fits for them. And then if it doesn't work, I'll take the blame. But if it does, it's 100% due to them. They chose for the theme this year, Compass, following your path. If you've ever gone to camp, you know the song Compass, which was written by Dave Holt and Glenn Holt, his brother, performed that for many years at camp. We still play that song at camp all the time. But using compass, using God as a compass to point you in a certain direction in life and following your own path will be our theme this year at Youth Group. And that fits very, very nicely with our theme from camp about writing your own story. So at Youth Group, we have a much larger group of folks. As you may know, although we have about 400 folks at camp, and around 385 of those are from the Old South Youth Group, we have a real lion's share of the teens currently at camp. That may change as other youth groups get stronger and send more. Our youth group here has about 650 to 700 teens every Sunday. Early in the year, we have those members sign up. It may narrow down a bit as the year goes on and sports get in the way and they can't make it all the time, but it is an enormous youth group, again, supported by thousands of hours of volunteers. Of course, you have folks like Larry and myself and Jenny who are there when we can be. I'm there all the time, so is Larry. And Jenny, when she can, she wants to be there, which is wonderful, and it's wonderful to have her. But everyone else is a volunteer. And the 40 to 50 advisors each week come in and they donate their time. And the consistency that they bring to our program allows the teens to have courage to be a part of it. We still have things like the Kentucky Derby and Awful Waffle Night, where folks will have Eggo waffles covered in who knows what and eat those things. We still play games. But the core of our youth group, similar to our camp, is that small group program. And over the years, our small group programs, to some degree, have mimicked some of the small groups that we have here at Old South. We deal with things like gender issues. We deal with anxiety and depression. We talk about leadership and family. We talk about belief. We talk about a lot of really serious things, and that allows our teens to feel comfortable to open up and to be a part of a program which supports them. Again, none of that could happen without our staff, but really couldn't happen without the congregation supporting us. So I am extremely, extremely thankful that for my 6 years as a youth grouper, and now my 22 plus years as a staff member, I've been a part of that. So I'm coming up on almost 30 years of being involved in our youth program here at Old South, which is a little scary, but it makes me happy. And as I think about this, I start to really think about how our camp program and our youth group program reach out into the community and do more. And that's where the scripture from today comes in. So the scripture from today is from Esther, and I love the fact that with a youth group of almost 70% females and leadership that is predominantly female in our youth group, we have a book written by a woman or attributed to a woman, which is very different if you think about that, and even more different in the Old Testament when that was a very different world that we were living in, and it talks a lot about what she can do to change the world. Right? There's a line in that scripture that says, perhaps it is for this moment that you were born. Perhaps it is for a moment like this that you came. And I think about that a lot as we think about writing our own stories, as we think about following our own path. It's really hard in our society right now when we have to deal with things like school shootings and divisions upon what our beliefs are when it comes to politics, divisions upon how we feel people are different than us, to think we can make a difference. I know that when my grandfather was born in Ireland and moved here, I know that when my father went through busing in South Boston in the 60s, that they thought that those times were much worse than when they were younger. Each generation feels that it's a cumulative burden of what's happening in this world, that we can't do much anymore. But if you think about that scripture and what was going on in Persia at the time, the persecution of the Jews, it's a pretty bad situation, yet still, Mordecai says, maybe it's for today that you were born. Maybe this is the moment. This is why you're here. No matter what generation we're a part of, whether we're older or younger, no matter where we are, today is our day. Today is the chance for us to write our story. Today is the opportunity for us to move mountains and to do great things. As I told our teens at our consecration service on Friday night, seems like it was 5 minutes ago, but on Friday night, they will move mountains. They are the future. And the one thing that they should know is it's not just their story that they're writing. We have one story as a human race. We have one story as a group. And I impress it upon everyone I know that we are a team. We work together and we will make the world a better place. So perhaps it is for a moment like this, perhaps it is for a day like today, an age like now, that we are needed to make the world a better place. I certainly believe that our teens will make this world a better place, and they are the future, but they can only do that if we are all one body and one church, one congregation and one community, and our goal is to make the world a better place. I thank you for letting me lead the youth group and to help empower them to do that. And I am so grateful that we as a group are making the world a better place. Thank you.